And many of our visitors see that. Have you seen that? The multicolored wildflowers this year are spectacular. They're just blooming in great numbers. I can get on the Butte and name about 10 of them. Lilies, bluebells, they're just gorgeous. It's no wonder that this national park is our number one tourist attraction in North Dakota. People come from all over the world, like Neil said, and they're just stunned by its beauty. You know, our trail riding business, it's only been open 17 days because of the flood. Usually we're open longer, but we keep a map and we put pins in it where people are from. And you know, in 17 days, we have had visitors from 37 states and 11 different countries in 17 days only. I, myself, am amazed by that. And as we ride to the tops of the buttes, like Neil said, our guests can see for at least 30 miles. I can look out and see Bullion Butte. And many are just astounded by the large blue skies of North Dakota with no tall buildings. And thank goodness, no power plants. And all they see is the beauty of North Dakota. It's such a rare sight. You know, just yesterday I had a rider, and she told me she got off her horse. She gave me a hug, and she said, you know, we rode in Glacier National Park a couple days ago, but your ride is much more spectacular. She said, it was amazing to look out and see. In Glacier, we were only in trees. You couldn't see. And you know, I was so proud, but I really wasn't that shocked, because year after year, we hear that. You in North Dakota have a national park that is so beautiful that people will tell us that we are more beautiful than Glacier National Park. Wow. And if you allow the coal industry to take over just 13 miles outside of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, how are these views going to be affected? We're going to have power plants and plumes and coal trucks. I don't want to see a plume, and neither does anyone else. And our guests are not looking for coal power plants and mines. My second concern is the health of our family. Health is so important to our family. My son, who I love dearly, and his girlfriend and I, we hope to run a half marathon this fall. Last fall, I was jogging up to 8 miles along the roads of 41st Street, all around where the mine would be. And right now, my son and his girlfriend, they're training for the same marathon. What will happen when these coal mines come up? Will we be able to jog along those roads? Will it be safe with all the traffic with the coal trucks? Will the air around the mine be clean as we are trying to keep our health strong? Coal projects emit toxic chemicals such as uranium, lead, mercury, arsenic. Many of these toxic chemicals, they cause dangerous health risks, and they're not even regulated. And it only takes a small amount for these chemicals to cause heart disease, cancer, birth defects, asthma. I do not deserve to suffer deadly health risks just because a big coal company wants to make a little money. That coal company, I've heard them. They've said, okay, we're going to maintain your roads. If we make a mess, we'll maintain the roads, which I wonder. And they say, we're going to replace the water, which I worry about for our farmers. But, you know, in 4 years of listening to this coal company, Not once have I heard any coal company stand up and very confidently say, I will replace your health if you get cancer. And the reason
If you could, please, just so we can get done tonight, would you hold your applause at least until they're done, okay?
And the reason, we all know the reason they have not stated that. We know it's because the coal company cannot replace our health. And it's not fair. If I, my family, my friends, my neighbors, or any of my students end up with cancer, heart disease, or asthma, please do not let the big guys win again. Do not let them take away the beauty of the land that so many people love. Do not let them steal my health away. Health and beauty, they can never be replaced, never. But you as commissioners, you have the power to preserve health and beauty of North Dakota. Please, commissioners, say no to this coal mine near South Hart.
Thank you. Is this her?
Our next speaker is Lucy Hurt.
Same spelling, H-U-R-T?
Yes.
And you're from where again?
4210 125 R Avenue Southwest.
Thank South you. Hart. Please proceed.
Okay. I'm Lucy Hurt, and I grew up in this area and married Frank Hurt, who grew up in this area too. And we raised our family around here. So, and every one of those 9 children are still living and working in North Dakota. In 2007, we heard about coal industry moving into South Hart area. So Frank and I went to a meeting in South Hart, and we learned, listened, sat back and listened, and we heard the coal company tell us that they're going to keep the mine away from the creeks, so water's not going to be affected. We heard that there wasn't going to be any kind of dynamiting at all, so we wouldn't have to worry about our wells. We heard that there wasn't going to be any toxic substances, ash or anything like that, any hazardous waste up in the air. So we left that meeting thinking, wow, there's no way I'd want my land torn apart like that, but at least it's not going to affect me. If the neighbors want to do it, it's not going to hurt me any. Boy, was I wrong. This has affected us. Since then, we've gone to numerous meetings. And we learned a lot. We learned that the coal mine asked for a zoning change, not only to mine coal, but they included manufacturing hazardous materials. We learned that they admitted there's going to be uranium that they're going to be dredging up when they're mining. It's going to be out there. What they're going to do with it, they weren't sure. At least we haven't heard anything about it. We were told that they'll probably be using dynamite wherever they deem it's necessary. In fact, I remember seeing a graphic sketch where they had a designated spot for explosive storage. And I learned that they're going to be within a distance, they said, 50 feet from creeks. Now, that's not very far away. This coal mine has affected our life. Not only the meetings, but our family. My daughter's been deeply, deeply involved with this. The grandchildren have been involved with this. My husband and I have been involved with this. We've got better things to do than go to meetings all the time and listen to the zoning committee and the county commissioners and things like that. But it not only affected our family. Look around. Look at all these people here. I know that Gregory's were going to work cattle tonight, but they came here instead because this really affects them. The Tangans could be out riding, taking an evening ride. The Kudernas and the Krantzes, they had plans for this evening. So did we. But every one of us here are affected by it. And we asked for an environmental impact statement done by the federal government, and it wasn't granted to us. We didn't expect much, but we are asking you guys in the Public Service Commission, please deny this coal mine application, or at least put some regulations on these guys, like starting with an environmental impact statement. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Hurt. Ms. Lucera?
Our next speaker is Mary Hodel.
Hi, I'm Mary Hodel, H-O-D-E-L-L, 11890 27th Street, Southwest Dickinson. I'm speaking representing Neighbors United. I hope you guys had a good afternoon and found something to do. Car shopping, I guess. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our concerns this evening. You mentioned this morning that the power of persuasion is going to be Great Northern's responsibility, but I think you have heard and will be hearing a lot of persuasion tonight. I sit here before you knowing full well that I cannot compete with the entourage that they bring to their meetings or their fancy PowerPoint presentations, but I will try to persuade you guys to see what a horrible idea this is. Can you really think of a worse spot for a coal mine? You have North Dakota's number one tourist attraction, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, only 13 miles to the west. And just to the east, you have a school where many children, my own included, will be playing outside less than a mile from this project. Children who are going to breathe in everything that comes off this plant, this mine. We know there's uranium in the area. We were told there's germanium. What we don't know is the impacts on school children playing in that dust every day. And I don't want my kids to be the guinea pigs to find out what the long-lasting health effects of that will be. We already know that asthma and respiratory illnesses are worse in coal mining areas, so let's not pollute our beautiful fresh air, too. Their maps show a solid line as the boundary of the project. Now, I don't have to be the environmental vice president to know that in reality, that solid line means nothing. Dust, noise, air pollution, water impacts are not going to stop at that line. Great Northern has been answering your questions and submitting information to you on the project area, but nothing has been said about what is actually going to happen living to the folks outside that line. Folks like my dad who depend on the natural springs to water his cattle. Folks down the road who only have well water for their household use. Real people who cannot just take time off of life to haul water every day to survive and keep their livestock alive. Folks that should not be forced to sell off their cattle because they no longer have water available due to these guys. 4 years ago, we did. We asked our county commission to demand an environmental impact statement from Great Northern because we just wanted to know what to expect. We want to know what's going to happen to our health, our infrastructure, and our land. And EIS is the only way to get all those answers. But since they were not required to do one, they weren't going to. Because, as they said, it would take 2 years and delay the project. Here we are 4 years later, where we could have done it twice. And maybe then we would not be standing here begging for answers and worried for our future. I grew up south of South Hart on a three-generation farm that's about 2 miles from this project. It's outside the solid line boundary, but the creeks that I learned to fish in and to swim in run through this project area. You can't tell me that the creeks my grandpa learned to fish in and to swim in, the creeks that I get to take my children fishing in, are not going to be impacted. Will there even be water in them when this project is done destroying them? I'm also deeply concerned about trusting this company with our health and our safety. This company swooped in years ago. They have changed their plans drastically at least 3 times and now have finally settled on a coal to hydrogen facility that they have never built before, fueled by a mine that they have no experience in operating. This company that we are supposed to trust with our futures and our health already had 4 chances to fill out the mining permit application and still has over 376 deficiencies. You said this morning this application is not complete. Then why are we even at this stage of the process? If the application is not even complete, why are our concerns being heard now? For a company who cannot even fill out an application correctly, I don't find a lot of reassurance that they'll be taking real good care of my health and my safety and following the law to do so. Already in this coal project, they've had a fire that has necessitated the use of a fire truck. But if you ask any volunteer firemen on the South Hart Fire Department, they know nothing about it. Because this fire wasn't called in, 911 wasn't called, One of the employees who volunteers with the fire department ran to South Hart, got a truck and a couple of relatives, and they put it out that way. So how big does this fire have to be before the proper channels are followed? How big of a catastrophe has to occur before it's swept under the rug? I will not sit here and watch my family's third-generation farm wither away because of this company. My grandpa, my dad, and my uncles have worked hard to make this farm something worth fighting for. My children's health and future is important to me, and I will not just sit here and watch some out-of-state coal company come in and try to destroy it. There's way too much about this project that is unknown. The 376 deficiencies should be enough for you to reject this application. Hand it back, tell them to try harder next time. Our lives and our futures are more important than this cheap lignite they hope to get rich off of. Please reject their application. Let them find something else to do. Let them leave our community intact, leave our farm and ranches here, and let my kids see what it's like to farm Grandpa's land someday. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Holden. Ms. Lesser?
Now I have some concluding remarks.
Okay. Did you catch that? These are the concluding remarks for this first presentation.
In light of the many serious issues raised by coalition members, from inaccuracies in characterization of the proposed mine site to policy issues that need to be addressed by the PSC before permitting new mine sites, the coalition urges the PSC to reject South Hart Coal's application. In an area that relies on agriculture and tourism for its economic stability far more than it has ever relied on natural resource extraction, the risk of permanently damaging outcomes from this project is too great. With the current version of the application, there are unresolved questions about uranium, oil and gas development at the site, protection of historic sites and artifacts, correct and complete documentation of groundwater hydrology, probable hydrologic consequences, wetland mitigation, and replacement requirements and plans for all affected water sources. An unconditional commitment by the applicants to full water replacement and any associated costs, like new plumbing or pipeline infrastructure, should be included. Full public awareness of potential water impacts also requires a plain language public summary with baseline quality, quantity, and location information. Members of the public shouldn't have to sift through hundreds of pages of technical data or hire consultants to explain the risks to the river they fish in or irrigate from or the lake they boat on. In sum, all these voices are saying that this is the wrong place for this kind of project. The risks too great, the impacts too severe and long-lasting. This kind of public process exists to give weight to these voices. We thank you for listening.
Thank you. All right, that concludes our first presentation. Where are we at with the, we're all done? Good. You didn't sign? You pass that down over there, please. We're going to take a 12-minute recess right now. We're going to reconvene at 10 minutes to 9. How many people left do we have that want to... provide information? Well, roughly about 10, 12. Okay. So we're going to start promptly at 10 minutes to 9.